question was, could you demonstrate the chicka 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 chicka? And when did you come up with that? Well, it's all a variation, and what we're talking about is a rhythm chop. And really, for me, the rhythm chop, and one of the reasons I love to play the mandolin, is that I get to be a rhythm player. And for me, and every other mandolin player, the mandolin is your backbeat in the band, although there are great banjo choppers. There's Jerry Douglas can do a chop on the dobro that's equal to any mandolin player. And Paul Warren on the fiddle with Flat and Skrillex made an incredible rhythm chop when he used to play rhythm. So, I mean, but it all kind of comes from Bill Munro hitting, you're just playing this rhythm here. And somewhere along the line, and it was probably in the 60s, I guess, when I first started hearing Bill Munro, did that backbeat. It's kind of like a snare drum in the band while the other people are soloing or singing. And I often wondered if the rhythm chop got started because Bill Monroe's action just got so high he couldn't hold the strings down anymore. Don't know, just a thought. And, but it was interesting because I was recording with Peter Rowan back in the 80s and he did a Bill Monroe record and I was chopping on every song and Peter would come up to me and go, you know what, this particular song Bill wasn't chopping yet. I didn't realize that, but yeah, some of them were from the 50s, and he hadn't really got his chop going. But, I mean, it's as simple as this. When you're trying to make your rhythm chop, and the reason I'm starting with Munro's is to get on into that, that if you're not chopping rhythm, then it just sounds like this. Guitar style rhythm. The way I like to chop rhythm and the way I seem to interpret Bill Munro's and John Duffy's and Bob Osborne's is that you're kind of sort of releasing the chord as you hit it with your flat pick. So if you want to go into the chop. So I'm kind of releasing it sort of as I hit it with the pick. I could wait a little later. Sounds like I'm speeding up, but and a chop is kind of a personal thing because I mean you hear if you listen to Tim O'Brien or me or David Grisman, Chris Thiele, Adam Steffi, I mean all these great players, you'll find we all do it a little differently, and it's really kind of a personal preference. I've sort of learned to like the one that is more percussive, where I just kind of smack it. And over the years, you know, developed different kinds of chops. And when I first heard Bob Marley and the Wailers, what got me was that the rhythm guitar, which was being played by Bob, sounded like bluegrass mandolin chopping in my distorted view of music. The way I hear it. Yikes. And so I started studying this Bob Marley rhythm, and that was what attracted me to reggae music, that it did sound like the way Bill Munro chopped his mandolin in an odd way. And I discovered that Bob would really make the chop of a 1, 2, 3, 4. And I got to play with the Wailers earlier in the summer, and it also occurred to me that only white guys do this. The Wailers just do this. So somewhere, I distorted Bob's rhythm. But now you're talking, so that gets us into this, where I've learned to, you know, I learned a different, out of just a closed chord like Bill Munro. And it's through listening to Bob Marley, and this is nothing he does, it's just something I kind of started doing, and as a frustrated drummer in high school, I could never play a whole drum kit, but I was in the marching band. And, so I learned certain snare drum rudiments and things you do, and it, so, it's kind of like I started applying them to figuring out how can I apply that to rhythm chopping. And really, what... on this kind of chopping, I'm literally deadening the strings with the side of my little finger, maybe some of this one. And it's the same kind of thing I was talking about when you release it. Well, in this case, I'm deadening it with an open strings. And I'm also... So that one's maybe a little more of a sharp attack, where I'm actually deadening it with the side of the fingers. I think studying snare drumming in high school in the marching band helped me think about the subdivision of beats. Whereas, like, instead of just going, okay, let's go more. And then one more. But I'm keeping a constant motion going, right? Was from a very nice young man. Why did you choose to play the ukulele? Why did you choose to play the mandolin? Well, because Arthur Godfrey already had the ukulele market cornered. But why I chose the mandolin? Well, I was fortunate to grow up in a house where music was encouraged. We always hear about people that their parents, you know, didn't want you to play music, get a real job, all this. Well, I grew up on a farm, and my parents wanted me to have a real job. And they wanted me to play music, or if that's what I chose. They encouraged me to play music, I should say. And so we had a mandolin and a fiddle in the house, and used to listen to records by a well-known around the Grand Ole Opry circles fiddler named Tommy Jackson. And a lot of people think... could argue that Tommy started certain trends in country music fiddling, as well as he made his own square dance records. And on these records would be this great mandolin player. And I just love this. It's hard to explain because I just, the sound of the mandolin appealed to me. Just like when I talked to Jerry Douglas about dobro, why when he first heard Uncle Josh with Flattened Scruggs, why that's the sound. And so when I first heard the mandolin on the Tommy Jackson records, it attracted me more than the boat instrument actually did, even though I play both. And then I discovered Bill Monroe after that. And then one night, listening to the Grand Ole Opry with my dad, Bill Monroe played John Henry, the Steel Driving Man, and I thought that was one of the most incredible things I ever heard. And I remember my dad saying, "That ain't nothing, you need to hear Jethro Burns." So my dad was not a Bill Monroe fan. I am. And why was there a mandolin in our house? Wow. I guess we couldn't afford a guitar. I really don't know.